Progress in their exodus from Egypt. They had encountered the king of Bashan's and the king of Ammon's armies, who the Israelites defeated when they tried to prevent the people from crossing their land to get to the promised land. This Perishah, which is called Balak, finds the Jews camped along the border of Moab across from Jericho. The Perishah is named after the Moabite king Balak, and it takes place in Numbers 22:2 through 25:9. Chris just read in the Hebrew the opening scripture, which says in English, "Now Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people, because there were many. And Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel." The Moabites had just witnessed the Israelis giving their neighbors a good solid stomping, and they were not ready to receive a stomping of their own. Their king, Balak, agreed, but he wanted them stopped as well. So instead of charging his army out to die in a war with the people, Balak chose to seek out an enigmatic seer named Balaam. The lessons we learn about Balaam must have been very important to us and to the Israelis of old, because we read about him dozens of times throughout the Bible. He's mentioned many times in Numbers and also in Deuteronomy, Joshua, Nehemiah, Micah, and in the New Testament books of 2 Peter, Jude, and in Jesus' own words in Revelation 2:14. Even though God used him for good, he's an example of how not to live and what happens if we try to live like he did. Nobody has the power of our Lord. Nobody can defeat him or fool him. He can take evil and turn it into good. And that is just what God did. Balak had heard that Balaam was a prophet who could bless people and they would be blessed. And he could curse people also and they would be cursed. So the king sent his messengers to Balaam to talk him into cursing God's people. He knew he couldn't defeat them in battle, so he asked Balaam to come and curse the Israelis. So Balaam said that he would ask God if it was all right to curse the Jews. After all, he was a prophet of the Lord. So Balaam asked God if he could curse God's people. God's answer was, of course, no. Refusing to take no for an answer, Balak sent a group of more important emissaries to Balaam. They told Balaam that if he would be promoted if he would just curse those Israelis. So Balaam tells the king that even if he gives him a house full of silver and gold, he couldn't do it. But the promise of huge profits and honors tempted Balaam so much that he wanted to stay another day and see if God would change his mind. Balaam was like the preacher who said to his wife, "Honey, we just got an offer to go to a bigger church in a bigger city with a far bigger salary. I'm going to go upstairs and pray about it." "Do you want me to go pray with you?" asked his wife. "No," said the preacher. "You stay here and start packing." Such a man was Balaam. So Balaam set out on his donkey, going towards the people. Even though God had told him that he was not to curse the Israelis, but to bless them, greed took over, as it often does. God has a sense of humor, and it shows in this instance. The angel of the Lord appeared to the donkey, but not yet to Balaam. The donkey lay down and refused to go forward. Balaam got seriously angry and smote the donkey with his staff. Now, when I was studying this, it struck me as funny, the word smote. I wished I'd have known about that word back in middle school and in high school. I could have told the bullies and ruffians, "If you don't knock it off, I'm going to smote you up one side and down the other." And they probably would have just laughed and walked away. Or not. Anyway, Balaam was very angry at the donkey, so the Lord opened the mouth of the beast and she had a conversation with Balaam. Why did you smote me? What have I done to you? Nothing. You have ridden on me since you owned me, and here you are smoting me for no good reason. Now that was amazing, the donkey talking. But what was more amazing to me was Balaam carrying on a conversation with this donkey like it was a common, regular thing. Then another miracle happened as the angel of the Lord appeared to Balaam and spoke to him. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to stand against you, because your way is perverse before me. The donkey saw me and turned aside from me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely I would have killed you by now and let her live." And Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know you stood in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displeases you, I will turn back." Then the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but only the word that I speak to you, that shall you speak." So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. At last, Balaam saw what his donkey saw all along. He saw the Lord. Why do you suppose God did this? I think he wanted to show us that if we don't listen to him and do what he tells us to do, we are dumber than a donkey. Balaam was tempted to defy God. God told Balaam that he was not to curse God's people, that he was only to bless them. Balak took Balaam to a high place to look down on the Israelis. They were camped at the base of Mount Pisgah, and the layout of the camp formed a giant cross. The Lord met with Balaam and told him to bless the people. So he did. Balaam turned his eyes toward the wilderness and saw Israel abiding in their tents, and opened his mouth, and out came a blessing. "How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel, like valleys that stretch out, like gardens in the riverside, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the water. He shall pour water from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters." Does that sound familiar? King Balak became very angry with Balaam. "I called you to curse my enemies, and look, you have bountifully blessed them three times. I was going to honor you, but the Lord has kept you back from that honor. Now get out of here." Balaam replied to him, "I told you so. I told you that you can't bribe me enough with gold and silver and promotions. I could not go beyond the word of the Lord, and now I am going to my people. Come with me. I will let you know what this people will do to your people in the latter days. We praise you, Lord, for all of your miracles and all of your blessings upon us every day. Please keep our ears and our minds open to your word. We need to follow you with purpose and do your will. Amen." Shabbat shalom.